And there wasn't a whole lot that was said at halftime. Unfortunately, we've been in this position before, being down by quite a few. It's just about responding and have a sense of pride and about your work. And, I mean, we knew if we got back on track, that's a big if, that we put some points on the board. And that's exactly what we did. Defense stepped up, made some huge plays, stopped them when we needed to, forced a number of field goals, which, you know, in hindsight obviously helped us out. And then offense was rolling. They couldn't stop them in the second half. We knew all we had to do was, get off the field by any means and give the ball back to the offense. And, I mean, they were able to put up points at will in the second half.
It's only been done once, coming back from 23 points to winning. What does this feel like? What type of momentum?
I tell you what, I haven't felt this way in a long time. I feel like we won a Super Bowl. I know it might be a little premature in saying, but felt like I was in college again. The way we were celebrating on the sidelines, just with, you know, all the adversity we've been through, the injuries, just everything. And you know, for us to come down here and respond, you know, get this victory, but in the fashion in which we did, it really speaks volumes to this team and hopefully where we're headed. You know, we're doing ourselves justice by winning these past two games. Like I said, we needed a little help. We need a little help moving forward. So. Hopefully Baltimore helps us out tomorrow. And, you know, otherwise, we just got to keep this thing moving. And hopefully we get Aaron back and keep moving forward.
A loss doesn't knock you out of the game or out of the playoffs, but did this win save your season?
Well, I mean, that's to be told later on, but it definitely is what we need right now. We need these wins because anymore, and it is looking bleak. So, you know, hopefully we get some help along the way. But, you know, in regards to Chicago, we control our own destiny. Regarding that, but get some help along the way, then I mean, who knows? Who knows where this team's going moving forward? But we feel good about this win, and obviously stringing it together off a very close Atlanta game. At the, you know, it feels great. So I mean, you take advantage. Excuse me, you appreciate. What I'm trying to say, you know, winning is hard to come by in this league, and you know, you forget that when you have these 15-1 seasons, 10-11 win seasons, and, you know. And I mean, it feels good.
Clay, you've heard this team never quit since Pop Warner. Is this the exclamation point behind that statement?
Well, I think, you know, we could have very easily, you know, mailed it in or cashed it in just because of where we're at in the season, missing our quarterback, the seamless amount of injuries, and being down however many points at halftime. It was definitely looking bleak. But, you know, as I said, unfortunately, we've been in this position before. So all we had to do was, you know, continue to have a sense of pride of our game and continue to make our plays. That's exactly what we did. You know, we definitely, you know, turned it up a little bit in regards to the play calling. And I'm sure on the offensive side as well. But defensively, I think we really took it upon ourselves to, you know that if the offense was going to have it in the second half, they were going to score.
Were you surprised they kind of went away from the run in the second half?
Well, they were having some. I mean, I don't know how many. I think they only ran it, what, 9 times in the first half, something along those lines. But, I mean, they were having success in the passing game. Obviously, you know, Ryan made his plays. Witten, you know, had that seam up the middle. He had another one late in the game. So they were definitely making their plays. And obviously, that's their bread and butter, you know, when they spread them out. And we were fortunate enough to, you know, I think in the first half, we weren't able to get much pressure generated on them. And in the second half, it was quite a different story.
Have you ever had a missed sack turn out to be a big play?
I tell you what, I was pretty upset within that 0.5 second of missing the sack and, you know, Sam's interception. But, yeah, I mean, it was a huge play, you know. I think to get him off the spot, get him uncomfortable, know that, you know, someone was coming after him. And then, I mean, Sam made a heck of a play. And ultimately, that was the difference in the ball game right there. So, I'm happy we won the game. I'm upset I missed that sack. But who knows? It might have turned out different if I got it. So, you're welcome.
Tremont's first pick gets overturned. How does the defense have, like, the mental fortitude to overcome that and he come back and make another great play?
Yeah, I mean, it was tough, especially when we felt like it was such a clean interception. I don't know. Obviously, I can't see the same, you know, camera angles that they can, and perhaps I'm a little biased. But, I mean, you take that ball away and we score right there. I mean, we're in the same position we were late in the fourth, but obviously 7 points less on each side of the ball. So it was difficult. They obviously hit that big seam down the middle with Witten, and, you know, it kind of seemed like this might not be our night. But, I mean, the offense stuck with it. They bailed us out by putting 7 more points on the board. And, you know, I think we were able to create some plays in that last drive by really getting after them, understanding that if we stop them here, you know, our offense is going to score.